Forbidden Panel welcomes you to Panelcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly podcast featuring movie and comic news and reviews. And now, your hosts, AJ and Brian.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Panelcast. This is our 52nd episode, so we're pretty amped about it. My name is AJ.
This is Brian.
In this week's episode, which has actually only been a week since the last one, told you, we're keeping our promise here, people. Brian's got some news he wants to go over again. It's the Brian's news segment, is what he does. I'm going to be talking about Area 10, which is a comic book I read this week, as well as Kick-Ass, and we'll be presenting some footage, not really footage, but recordings that we did while we're at the show, and give you my review of the movie. So, all that and more contained in this, a shorter version of the Panelcast, coming up next, right after this break.
Forbidden Panel is currently looking for artists. If you or someone you know would like to join us, please visit www.forbiddenpanel.com.
And we're back from our break. I'm going to go ahead and jump into a little bit of comic news here. A story that we've got in the merger between Disney and Marvel is looking to get its first, crossover here. Disney is going to be... I guess they have a channel, it's Disney XD, is that what it's called?
No clue.
I don't know, it's like some, just like a Disney channel, I guess, I don't know. I don't have cable, so I'm not too familiar with it. But it looks like they're going to be bringing Ultimate Spider-Man to an animated series. So I'm assuming they're going to be putting this one, you know, aiming this towards kids, which doesn't really surprise me that they'd be choosing Spider-Man for that, since he's probably the tamest out of all the superheroes out there.
Yeah, Spider-Man's always like just it's their franchise guy.
Yeah, pretty much. He's kind of synonymous with Marvel Comics, I think, at this point. They have a lot of other iconic characters, but I think Spider-Man is probably like the one that most people commonly associate with Marvel.
Yeah. Well, it's like Superman and Batman with DC, so...
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of DC Comics, actually, moving on to another story here, Batwoman is going to be getting her own ongoing series. I guess she's been... the story here is kind of making a big deal out of the fact that she's an openly lesbian superhero, which I guess should be interesting. I don't know how many other comic book series are out there where the main protagonist is openly gay. I know that we've had discussions before about homosexual characters in comic books, but
the big two that I could think of right now are Apollo and the Midnighter from the comic book series that I can't think of right now. So they're the big ones in the Wildstorm universe. So the Authority, that's where they're from. So and they're openly gay and supremely violent. So I guess it's not really a big deal right now. So if there's people out there making a big deal out of, you know, another one, then I think it's just ridiculous. If anything, they're probably just making a big deal out of it because it's such a mainstream character. It has the Bat name on it, and it's in the Bat franchise, you know.
Yeah, and it's also with DC Comics, who, you know, I mean, DC and Marvel really are sort of like the juggernauts of the comic book world, so...
Well, Wildstorm is a subdivision of DC, so it's nothing new, so I don't know. I think they're just figuring out and finding more reasons to fight or argue or bitch about comics. I think that's probably what's happening.
Well, the story itself wasn't anything negative. It was just really just kind of... I'm making mention of the fact that the character is a lesbian. So I think it's mostly what they're talking about, just the fact that this is like the first DC branded line where they have a character, like the main character is gay and it's not just a supporting character.
Well, alrighty then.
And moving on to other things. Diamond Retailer is mentioned at the C2E2 thing that's going on right now, that they may be thinking about moving their new comics day to Tuesday. So I'm not really sure how that's going to affect
retailers everywhere.
Yeah, retailers. I mean, obviously it's going to affect everybody if they do change it, but I don't know how it would be to have it come out on a Tuesday rather than a Wednesday.
Nah, it doesn't make any sense to me as to why they would change it. I mean, there's no real need for it.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's been, you know, Wednesday for quite a long time. It's one of just those things that is kind of associated with the genre, you know, like movies coming out on Friday or something of that nature. I guess the reason that they're going to do it is has something to do with trying to put it in line with the new release of DVDs, which is on Tuesdays, and new book releases.
And video games.
So I guess maybe it would be easier for some of the retailers that carry, you know, multimedia, different types of media, not just one. So, and maybe for places like Target or Barnes & Noble that carry several different types of media there, it might be a little bit easier for them. But I don't know, maybe not, because those retailers don't really carry individual comics. So yeah, I don't know. I don't really see where making the change is really going to come into play or really going to do anything, but I don't know. I don't make the big decisions.
I don't think, honestly, it matters, at least on my side. It doesn't really matter what day it comes out, just as long as the comics come out, you know? And maybe it may make a little bit more sense to combine everything all in one day, but at the same time, that's you're kind of creating bigger crowds, you know, in the stores and such like that. So, I don't know. But technically, it just doesn't really matter what day it comes out. And if anybody out there wants to disagree with me or has a reason why it shouldn't come out on that day, please feel free to speak up on the forums and let us know. But for me personally, I don't think it makes a big, big difference.
And got another story here. Looks like Garth Ennis may actually have some of his work make it to the silver screen. Crossed is being picked up in a big screen adaptation. Is being produced by Kevin Spacey's company, which is called Trigger Street Prods. And, well, not really surprising considering the fact that zombies are the it thing right now.
Yes, and we're milking that.
Yes, we kind of picked the perfect time to come out with ZKS.
Yes, milking.
And so, yeah, this probably is going to end up being, I'm kind of curious to see how it's going to come out, just considering Garth Ennis and all the things that he does and puts into his comics. It's going to be really interesting to see if any of that is going to actually make it to the big screen.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm pretty amped to see it. I'm a big fan of Crossed myself. But again, the with the crazies just coming out, which is basically Crossed, I don't know how well it's going to do. You know, but... And it's not really a zombie plague so much as it's just an insanity plague that runs rampant. And I don't see how they're going to deal with all the rampant rape and dismemberment in the background.
I'm sure some of that is probably going to get toned down.
Unfortunately it will. But if seeing Kick-Ass last night was any indication, it may not, as long as he's cool with an R rating. You know, so it all depends on what the studios want and how much they're willing to put out for it. So, I mean, we've seen Saw and stuff like that before, and it could be in the same genre and same marketplace for it, but, you know, we'll never know.
Yeah, well, I want to keep an eye on this just because I want to see just how much of Garth Ennis actually makes it to the screen when it comes
out. Right. We'll see what happens. But I don't expect much of Garth Ennis to make it to the screen, to be honest with you. I just don't see it happening. If it did, that'd be awesome because I'd like to see a hope for possible, you know, The Boys adaptation or Battlefield's adaptation or even The Preacher adaptation, but we'll never see any of that stuff happen. Battlefields, maybe, but not The Preacher or The Boys.
Yeah, Preacher, it it had its chance and didn't go anywhere. So
yeah.
And something that kind of set off my nerdar here. Dungeons and Dragons comic coming out from IDW Publisher, and I'm kind of excited about it. I'll admit, I'm a huge Dungeons and Dragons nerd. For anybody that knows me personally, I mean, I made my own chainmail dice bag, so whenever I hear about something new with Dungeons and Dragons coming out, I get kind of excited. And from what I understand here, they're releasing a new series that's going to be starting up this August. And they're also planning on relaunching, or I guess re-releasing, a lot of the older Dungeons and Dragons comics that have been out there, which I'm not so excited about that, because I've read some of the previous D&D titles and they were terrible.
See, I don't understand how they can make D&D comic books, or a D&D movie for that matter. I mean, they're all based off characters that users create individually. So you're basically seeing the director or the writers' characters play on this realm, you know?
Well, I'll have to say that Dungeons and Dragons movie that came out, that movie didn't have anything to do with Dungeons and Dragons.
It didn't. It was just a couple people casting spells, and that was it. And what's his name? Marlon Wayans making an ass out of himself.
Ugh. That was, yeah, that was basically like they just went and found the absolute worst D&D players they could find, had them play a game, and then they watched it, and they just turned that directly into a movie, and then rewrote it, so that didn't have anything to do with D&D at all. I mean, there was nothing about that movie that had anything at all to do with Dungeons and Dragons, and it pissed me off so much.
It made no sense, so I don't understand how they're going to make a comic book based off of the same thing. D&D is a role-playing game, people. It's, unless you make it a choose-your-adventure comic book, it wouldn't make any
sense. Well, I don't
to
think
it.
It's going to be... It's more just going to be that, you know, they're going to include elements from the games into the storyline. I don't think that it's necessarily going to be based off of anybody's particular game, or maybe they'll base it off of some of the classic you know, quests that have been out, such as Dragon Mountain or the Tomb of Horrors or something like that, where, you know, something that they could incorporate those types of things into a storyline. I mean, I could see how they could do it. Comic book format, I think, would be a lot easier than a film format, but I'm at least looking forward to it just because it has Dungeons and Dragons on it.
You're a geek.
I am. No, I'm worse than a geek. I'm a D&D player.
Yeah, well, at least you're not a LARPer.
No, fuck that.
See, as bad as we are, people, yeah, we don't LARP anymore.
Yeah. Anymore?
Anymore. Because we know. But, I mean, if you LARP, that's cool. I'd love to see some ZKS LARPers out there. That'd be awesome. But it's just not...
Okay, yeah, if there was ZKS LARPing, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would. But dressing up in a wizard robe and a staff and throwing pieces of paper at people? Or fighting with padded swords?
Yeah, not so much.
Not so
I mean,
much.
I did Ren Faire. That's good enough.
I think that's about the closest I ever got to LARPing was Renaissance Faire.
And it's not really LARPing at that point. It's just trying to get laid in medieval times. So yeah. All right. So is that it, or are you gonna actually lay some blue water shit on us?
Well, yeah. If you guys want to hear about some blue water, I've definitely got blue water stories. It should come as no surprise that good old Arnold Schwarzenegger is getting his own blue water comic. At this point, I'm just not even surprised anymore. What really surprises me is just how well some of these comics are selling. I wasn't too surprised when, like, you know, the Barack Obama and ones came out, whatever. Because, I mean, that was to be expected. Everybody was having a Barack Obama comic. But I was actually surprised when I found out that the Ellen comic that I talked about in the last podcast sold out completely and is already on its way to its second printing. And honestly, at this point, it wouldn't even surprise me if the Arnold comic sells out. I still can't see people buying these to read them. It has to just be collectors that are buying them out. That's the only thing I could think of. Because who would want to read these?
Maybe really? They're for schools or something. Maybe that's what they're using it for. Who knows?
Maybe, but then what about things like the Lady Gaga comics or, you know, frickin' what's his name from the Backstreet Boys and, like, the vampire guy from
the
They're
all
movie.
Just milking on the current popularity, that's all. I mean, I'm not trying to defend them in any way, shape, or form, but, I mean, somebody out there is obviously reading them, and they're obviously making money because they keep going into production on it. So, you know.
Pretty soon, they're going to end up just making Blue Water comics on every
single
person in the
country.
Right,
I mean,
what
are you going to do when they make ours?
Not,
you'll
not buy
still
it.
Buy it, bitch. It'll be your face on there.
Yeah, it. I don't know. It's just. It's kind of weird to me, but it's Blue Water. What are you gonna do? Well, that's about it for the news stories.
Yeah, I've got
you.
A few
got
things
anything?
I wanted to throw out there real quick. Some of the news that hit this week. One of the things is that the Green Lantern suit. They were talking about that online. Apparently, it's getting a full CG lift. What they're going to do is they're just going to make Ryan Reynolds wear some green costume, and it's so that on the screen they can transfer it into pure CGI, because they want him to be able to do the costume switches and everything real quick and have that glow about him and all that other stuff. So it's the age of the computer, people, so you got to understand that that's what's going to happen. So you won't actually see him wearing any clothes, but he won't be naked. It'll just all be computer-generated images on top of him. So
that probably won't come out too terrible. I mean, look at what they did with,
right.
Dr. Manhattan. When that was basically
the
same
thing.
Yeah,
but they screwed up the lip syncing,
you know,
on that. That was the only complaint about it. But otherwise, yeah, it was the same basic principle. The problem I have is how they're going to
– Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be able to make it look like he's wearing real clothes good, because he's not even going to wear real clothes. He's just wearing that gray tracking motion performance capture suit throughout the entire filming of the movie. So
I guess it just depends on who they actually get to do the special effects.
Well, I mean, we'll see what's up with it. Joss Whedon has been confirmed that he has accepted the directing role for The Avengers. So that's kind of a cool news. I'm excited to see that. We talked about that on the last panel cast, but this time he's said, yeah, I'll take it. I'll do it. So, I'm pretty happy about that. For fans of Burn Notice, I know I'm a huge fan of Burn Notice. I love it. It has been confirmed for two more seasons. Yeah, I know. I mean,
Sweet.
The fourth season isn't even out yet, but it's confirmed for two more seasons after that. So, yeah, it's going to be around for a long time. They need to get, as much as I love that show, Gabriel Anwar, you need to stop doing plastic surgery. Your lips are starting to look like the crazy chick.
I was just going to say we need more Bruce
all
Campbell.
All Bruce Campbell all the time, period. And hot chicks. I'm sorry, we need some random hot chicks in there. But otherwise, all Bruce Campbell all the time.
I'm fine with just Bruce Campbell.
You know, there's a couple other news bits out there, but it's not really too much interesting. If you really want to catch up on anything, just head over to our forum, and you can catch up on all the news that we have going on right there. But other than that, I think I'm pretty much done with this week's news. Right now, C2E2 is going on. If you're out there and you have anything you want to share with us, please let us know, because we're very interested in what's going on. Oh, yeah, I forgot. The last bit of news that people might be interested in. It has been confirmed that San Diego Comic-Con will continue to remain in San Diego till the year 2015. The city of San Diego and the Comic-Con organization has reached an agreement to allow them to stay until that time. Hopefully by that time, they'll either have expanded on the convention center to allow for more people, or other cities will have put in their option to take over the convention area. Again, having gone to WonderCon and seeing what San Francisco can do and loving it, I have to say that anywhere you take the convention, you got to put it by the water, because when you have that many geeks around in an area in that hot of a weather type environment, you'll need something to keep it cool and keep them from dehydrating and passing out. Because trust me, nobody wants to help pick up a 500-pound geek and get him to the hospital. You know, so do me a favor and keep it down by the bay. Don't move it to Vegas because it just go bad. So yeah, also if you're planning on seeing Iron Man 2, which comes out on May 7th, May 6th if you're a dork like I am and seeing it at midnight, make sure you stay after the credits because you'll be able to see cameos of Captain America and Thor, both being played by the actors that play them in their respective movies that are coming out this year. So it should be pretty interesting. Other than that, that's all I've got. Brian?
Nope, that's everything. So I think we'll go ahead and take a break and be right back.
Hi, this is Justin White of Necrosapien Press and artist of ZKS, the Zombie Kill Squad. And you should come check out ForbiddenPanel.com for all your latest geek needs.
And we're back from our break. Okay, and so we're going to jump into something that I'm a little disappointed that I didn't get to participate in, but such is life. Well, you guys went out and saw a screening, like an early screening for Kick Ass. So why don't you tell me a little bit?
Oh, that movie sucked. I fell asleep halfway
about that.
That's
what I figured.
Last night was pretty awesome. We originally what had happened was, as you guys see on the site, it was supposed to be Four Color Fantasies, which is the comic book store that we all go to in Rancho Cucamonga, was hosting an event where they had their own theater and was doing a Geeks Night for the midnight showing of Kick-Ass. Unfortunately, there weren't enough ticket sales to warrant the whole theater rental, so what happened was we all went anyway just to go at the midnight showing. We sat there all day with Chris and the guys from Four Color and had a guy dressed up in the Kick-Ass costume, took lots of pictures. As you can all can see while listening to the panel cast, it's on the same page. So yeah, it was an awesome event. And then all of us, we just went and saw the movie afterwards, and that was really cool. Because, you know, as you guys probably know, going to midnight showings with fellow geeks is just an awesome experience because you know the entire crowd is all into it, regardless of how shitty the movie is. Or even if it is a shitty movie or not. If it's a bad movie, we all hate it. If it's a good movie, we all love it. You know, there's never more of a group consensus than when you go see a midnight movie with a bunch of like-minded individuals. So, and like last night was no different. It was right. No different at all. In fact, before I even go any further, why don't we take this opportunity to go ahead and play you some of the recordings I was able to do last night. Now, granted, they're short because by the time we got out of the movie, it was like 2:30, 3 o'clock. We'd all put in like 20-hour days and we're exhausted. But having said that, here are the recordings from last night's midnight premiere of Kick-Ass.
Hey everybody, this is AJ. I'm here at the midnight showing of Kick-Ass. I'm here with Lynn.
Hello.
And Janelle.
Hi.
And Craig.
Hey.
As you can tell, everyone's so excited. But contrary to popular belief, it is crowded in the theater. That's kind of cool.
I'm Craig.
I should probably turn this up so you guys can actually hear me. So what are you guys expecting out of this movie?
Nothing.
Same.
Ass kicking.
Now, Lynn, being as you and I are the only ones that read the book.
Well, I'm not really expecting anything. Because I think I wouldn't read it.
How'd you like the book?
The book was awesome. It was really funny.
Now, you literally just read this an hour ago.
Yes.
So now, are you more excited to see the movie?
Actually, yes. I wasn't all that excited at first, because hopefully the commercials don't do it justice.
Well, all right. You were just along for the geek warfare.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. She's a... She's a geek fucker. Anyway.
I'm not just a geek fucker. I am a geek.
Okay.
Get it right.
I meant you're a geek that fucks. That's what I meant. Not that we all don't. But some of us don't have that option.
Some of us don't either right now. Okay, tangents.
And moving on. This one time at geek camp, I lost my comic book.
Mm-hmm, I bet you did.
I popped the wrong claw.
Oh, man. Ow.
So we haven't heard from you guys in a while. How have you guys been?
Busy.
Very, very busy.
Lots of school.
And work.
And more school.
Making babies.
Yeah, that too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's not mine. I have to establish that.
We just had to clarify that just in case. Because there are conspiracy theories going on around right now, so we had to make sure.
We had to double check. Unless it's like, you know, a hand or a hug. I mean, if that's the case, then everybody's pregnant. Especially my snake. I didn't mean that in a sexual way. I actually have a snake. Yeah. Named Snakey.
Snakey the snake.
That's right.
Very, very creative.
Hey, you know what? Brian named it Snake.
That was Brian.
Brian named it Snake. I had a Y at the end of the fucker because I wanted to cute it. That's what it was. Anyway, Jen, why don't you tell us about the people that sponsored us tonight?
Well, some good friends of ours at Hot Topic were so kind as to donate some merchandise to us for tonight. So Lynn and I are decked out in our kick-ass t-shirts tonight. And Ed and Chantel from Hot Topic were the ones who hooked us up. So thank you guys very much. It was super awesome of you guys to do that. They are, Hot Topic is the exclusive merchant for all kick-ass gear. So I thought we could kind of pull it in together and it would be really cool. So there you go.
And they like our site.
Yes, they do. So that was really exciting too.
I know. I'm the creator of the site. I'm the man. I get all the praise.
Humble man.
Humble. You know what? Us fat guys, we got to take all the love we can get. God damn it. Alright. So anyway. So that was your service announcement from Hot Topic. So on that note, why don't we go ahead and cut it. We'll come back after the movie so we can tell you guys how horrible it was. And to see if Ebert was right, because he blasted this movie online.
And that's why we want to see it. Yes. That's why we want to see it.
Yes. Negative press, there's no such thing as bad press. So, you know.
I hope it's good. I really, really hope it's good.
I'm amped. I love the comic book. I've been following it since the day one. Now I'm starting to read Nemesis, which is the other book that they're working on, and that book is the shit. So we'll see. So, all right, guys, we'll come and talk to you after the movie. As you can hear, the movie was awesome. What did you guys think?
I loved it. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Completely awesome.
It lived up to its namesake.
It kicked in. It did so kick in.
Indeed, it did.
Yeah, it owned.
As the first movie that my baby has seen, I'm really hoping that it sort of absorbs some of that.
I'm recording. What's up? How'd you like the movie?
I can't say what I want to say now because you're recording.
Say what you want to say.
I know. It was an illegal act. I'm watching.
See, everybody liked the movie. Everybody liked the movie. All right, we'll let you guys go. Send it back to the panel cast.
All right, there you have it. You just heard the recordings from last night, the midnight showing of Kick-Ass. As you can tell, it was an awesome time. We all had a blast.
Yeah, sorry I missed it.
You were missed, man. Everybody kept bringing up, like, it's weird being here without Brian. And I was like, well, I'll just pretend not to talk, and then it'll be like I'm Brian. But yeah, otherwise it was – first, let me give you a review of Kick-Ass, all right? For those of you who are not familiar with it, Kick-Ass is a book written by Mark Millar and done with the artwork done by Romita that came out this past year. It was 8 issues long. It was just – I believe it's the volume 1 of the book. Now, this – comic was done differently than most other comics. When this comic came out, the script was sold both as a movie script as well as a comic book script at the same time. So while they were drawing and creating the comic book, the movie was being filmed for it, you know, synchronous with it. So it was kind of a little something different that at the end of the series, where the comic book series ended last month, and here we are a month later with the movie of the comic book. So soon afterwards. So it was kind of a new experience, so it's still fresh in our heads what's going on. Having said that, the book itself, the comic book itself, is phenomenal. Brian, I believe you've read it, right?
Yes, I have. I purchased the hardcover collection.
Right. So you know how glorious and violent and just beautiful this comic book is. It's
And I really want to see the movie.
It's an over-the-top violent comic book that focuses on how if a person in the real world were to try to be a superhero, what would happen? And that's the book. It's a phenomenal book. I loved every second of it. I loved reading it. And, you know, up until the end, it had me on the edge of my seat just waiting for it. It's one of the very few comic books that I bought on a monthly basis when it came out. As many of you know, I hate monthly comic books, and I try to stay away from them. I only like to pick up self-contained stories or, you know, independent or trade paperbacks of other books. So this is one of those comic books where I bought each issue as it came out every month because I was that excited to see it. Now, having said that, the movie that we saw last night, it was just fucking awesome. Like, just to be honest with you, it didn't follow too much of the same storyline as the comic book. I will say that. They did make some minor changes in there, but I can understand why they did it. When you see the movie, you'll understand, because if they didn't change it, it would have been an NC-17 or unrated film, at which point it would not have gotten widescreen release. It would have had to have only been in small theaters, small releases.
Well, just based off of the Red Band trailers that I've seen, it's already pretty risque.
Yes, it's very risque, and it's very disturbing if you look at it in a real world point of view. If you were to look at it like as for me, I'm a parent, and looking at this movie, there's no way in hell I'm ever taking my child to go see it. My son, who's 15 years old, I'm not taking him to go see this movie until he's 18 at the least, you know. So having said that, in real world applications, this is a very disturbing movie in everything that happens within it. But as a comic book geek and a fan of the comic book series, this movie rocked. It was just awesome. The violence was phenomenal. The acting was pretty cool. All the cheesy parts that happened in it. And it does what no other comic book movie has ever done that I've ever seen done. And it talks about comic books from different companies. It talks about DC Comics and Wildstorm Comics and Marvel comic books. You know, it crosses genres. It even shows a comic book store that has comic books that from all different companies. And it's the first time you've ever seen that. Even in shows like The Big Bang Theory, all the comic books that are carried in there are all DC Comics in the comic book store. Even though they do talk about Marvel Comics, they never actually show it. Except for the one episode where they show Wolverine Origins. But that's the only Marvel comic book you've ever seen in there. And it's the same for any other comic book movie. They never cross genres. This one, it does. They talk about how he's dressed up like Batman, acting like Superman, doing Wolverine tricks. They show all kinds of stuff that crosses the genres and the companies. And for that, it earns my respect just for that alone. Now, as far as the story-wise and everything, it's just awesome. Just freaking awesome. If you're a fan of the book, go see this movie. If you're not a fan of the book, or if you've never read the book, go see this movie, because afterwards you're going to want to read the book and see just where it came from and how much it differs. But the differences aren't too harsh. They're just done for obvious reasons. And I can't wait to see the unrated version of this, because it's going to be badass. So
the one thing I do want to know about this movie is, so how does Nicolas Cage do?
Dude, let me tell you, there's a scene in the movie that I'm sure you guys have seen in the Red Band trailer where Nicolas Cage is kicking everybody's ass, right? As soon as he's done, I scream out loud, "Where the fuck was that in Ghost Rider, Nicolas Cage?" And the entire theater just started cracking up. It's probably the best Nicolas Cage movie I've ever seen. He does an awesome job. He lives up to the hype. And he does a good job of not stealing the spotlight. That's where I have to give him more respect for, too. You know, I always have respect for that. When you get actors, big-name actors that show up in independent roles and don't hog up the spotlight. You know that they could, but they don't. Whoopi Goldberg, in any movie I've seen her in where she's just a background character, she never steals a spotlight. You know she could if she wanted to, but she doesn't. You know, so it's just one of those cases. He's just a character in a movie, and he plays the character well. So kick ass. I don't know how many thumbs I have, but you can have all of them pointed straight up, fucker, because it's an awesome movie, and you need to go check it out. Don't take your kids. Cannot stress that enough. There's no nudity or overt sexuality in there, but disturbing images and violence that kids should not be exposed to. If you take your child to this movie, do not be surprised when he turns out to be a fucking asshole when he grows up. There, I've said it. So it's a great movie, Brian, and I know you for a fact will love every second of it. So I'm anxious to see your reply on it. I'm anxious to see everybody's reviews on it. So if you have any opinions or what have you, come onto the forum and let us know. I'll be writing a review on it sometime this weekend as well.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it now.
It lived up to it. It lived up to it. So All right, that's enough of the kick-ass stuff. This is going to be our final segment in the show, guys. And we're running it short, like I said, because we feel bad we gave you an hour and a half to listen to last time. So we apologize on that. But I did want to mention that Hot Topic did a nice job in supplying us, sponsoring us to go to the event. Hot Topic apparently checked out our website, loved our website, and asked us to wear kick-ass t-shirts to the event, do some recording on it to mention them, and also take pictures of us while we were there. So they gave us three t-shirts and some gift cards. So we're going to use those gift cards in a giveaway in a contest that we're about to hold. Brian, do you want to describe the details of the contest?
Yeah, basically what we're looking to do is to put together a book that's going to be a collection of ZKS pinup art. So what we want everyone to do, anybody out there that's artistically inclined at all, and you want to get a chance to win a gift card, go ahead and draw up a pinup for ZKS. If you don't know what ZKS is, go to forbiddenpanel.com and look at the ZKS forum. Or you can find it on Facebook, or right. You can find it on Twitter.
The store will be up, so you'll be able to buy your own copy of ZKS here soon. But in the meantime, yeah, just take out the forums and stuff, and you'll find out.
Yeah, so go on there. Just draw us a pinup, something ZKS related. And essentially what we're going to do is we're going to put up a poll on Forbidden Panel. And as we get the art, we'll put it up there for people to see. We're gonna have a poll so that the most popular, the most voted for pinup art will end up winning the gift card.
Yeah, it's a $50 gift card from Hot Topic. I mean, I know a lot of you aren't Hot Topic shoppers or anything, but still, $50 at Hot Topic will get you a decent t-shirt, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they've got like comic book t-shirts and video
right, and
game
some
t-shirts
music and everything.
There. So I mean, even if it's not your favorite place ever, there's still something you can get there, or you can give it to your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whoever, you know.
So yeah, that's all we're looking for. I mean, ZKS is our comic book. It's Zombie Kill Squad. It's about how the government creates a strike force to try and take back the world after the zombie apocalypse. So all we're looking for is something based on that. You don't even have to have any ZKS members if you don't want. Show us your best zombie pick for all we care. You know, just submit it in. The email to submit it into will be submissions@forbiddenpanel.com. Just send us your image there, or you can post it up. I'll create a forum for it, section on the forums for it, called Submission Pinups. And you can add it up in there. And you have until the end of San Diego Comic-Con, we're going to give you some time on this, to submit your pinup. All pinups will be included in the book. We're only going 24 pages, unfortunately, so anything over 24 pages will be included in future ZKS issues. But if you want to make it into the pinup book itself, then please submit it up there, and all those pinups will make it in there. The winner of the contest will be the cover, as well as receive the $50 gift card.
Right. So, I mean, even if you don't win in the poll, go ahead and submit your work, because you're still going to get it in print.
So it'll be your one chance to, or not maybe your one chance, but I mean, it'd be a good chance for you to see your work in a comic book, see your name printed up in the comic book and distributed worldwide. The book will be only $2. We're only going to charge $2 for the books to sell. So, and that's just to recoup on the printing prices. But otherwise, yeah, please submit your work in, because we're very interested in seeing what you have to say, what your vision of ZKS would be. And who knows, we could ask you to draw a comic book for us.
Yeah, so go ahead, hit Forbidden Panel, check out the forums. We'll put up a forum for the contest so that you can take a look, and you know, we'll put up the official rules and submission guidelines and everything else and all of the information. Or if you even know somebody that's a good drawer, go ahead and
as long as
they're
not
over to us,
then you'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll take a few artisters, see how it goes.
So yeah, there you have it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. Again, it's a short episode, so we hope you enjoyed it. Go check out Kick-Ass if you get a chance. Check out our friends, Semantic.com, HightowerComics.com, DrawHard.com, which is John Narcomi's new place, NecroSapienPress.net, BrandyAlsett.com. We want to also remind you that Four Color Fantasies is hosting Free Comic Book Day this year. It's May 1st. It's a big, huge event. It's awesome. It's the only time and place that you're going to see this. Where you're going to come down, there's going to be bouncy house, costume characters, Mark Wade, Will Portocino, and a whole bunch of other famous people will be going there as well to hand out free comic books and sign stuff and just meet people and talk to the kids. It's going to be an amazing event. It's free food, free entertainment, free everything. And it's more than you will ever see at any other comic book store. Granted, it's free comic book day, and if you can't make it, we want you to make it to any local comic book store so that you can pick up your free comic book and support the industry. And remember, it's all free. But if you have a chance, come down to Four Color Fantasies in Rancho Cucamonga. We will be there, and we will have an exclusive ash can of the ZKS field manual. You can only receive it at free comic book day, so it'll be the only chance you'll be able to pick it up. So make sure you head out there. Four Color Fantasies is also hosting a private screening of Iron Man 2 on May 6th. It is $25 a ticket. You'll receive a free t-shirt as well as a bag full of goodies. Be able to enter in some contests and win some free comic books and go see the movie in a theater where it's just us comic book geeks. I mean, people that go to the store and buy the ticket there. So it's going to be an awesome experience, and it'll be at the Edwards, Ontario, where the IMAX is hosted in Ontario, California. So please try to make it out. That's on May 6th. Head over to fourcolorfantasies.com right now and check out the contest or look around on Forbidden Panel because I'm sure I'll be posting it up here real soon. So, Brian, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think we've got everything pretty well covered awesome. For this episode.
Well, in that case, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week for episode 53.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.